All right, everyone, get ready for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at all the big AI developments that came out November 15th, 2024.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, I've got articles, research papers, all sorts of stuff, and it looks like it's going to be a wild ride.
Well, let's jump in. What have you got?
Okay, so first up, we've got AI writing poetry better than humans, algorithms preventing nuclear leaks, and even a peek into the future of 3D modeling with AI.
Wow. That's a lot to cover.
It is, but it just shows you how fast this field is moving, you know? AI is everywhere these days.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
All right, well, where do we start?
Let's start with something that could change how we understand our planet.
Okay, I'm listening.
Earth Copilot. Have you heard of this?
That name rings a bell, but I don't think I've seen much about it.
So it's a project by Microsoft and NASA where they're using AI to help anyone make sense of complicated Earth data.
Like climate change data or something.
Exactly. Imagine being able to ask about rising sea levels or deforestation and getting like clear AI-powered answers.
That's really interesting, especially given how much data NASA has, you know, all that satellite data and stuff.
Right, but it's always been so hard for people to access it, let alone understand it.
Yeah, it's like this massive treasure trove that's just been sitting there.
But with Earth Copilot, they're using Microsoft's Azure Cloud Computing to make this data accessible to pretty much anyone.
So how could people actually use this in real life?
Well, say you're a community leader in a coastal town, and you're worried about rising sea levels.
Okay, yeah.
You could use Earth Copilot to see which areas are most at risk and make better decisions about things like urban planning, right?
That makes a lot of sense. It could really empower people to make informed decisions about their communities.
And not just communities. Think about individual homeowners or even businesses.
You're right. It has the potential to change how we approach all sorts of environmental issues.
Okay, so moving on. There is some big news for ChatGPT fans.
Oh, yeah. I use ChatGPT all the time. What happened?
OpenAI released a huge update to its desktop app on November 15th.
Nice. We'll have to check that out.
The biggest thing, you can now talk to ChatGPT and even show it images.
Whoa, hold on. So like voice commands?
Yep. You can literally have a conversation with it.
And show it pictures. What does it do with them?
It can analyze them, give you information about what it sees.
That's incredible. It's like it's becoming more human-like all the time.
It really is a big step towards a more intuitive AI experience.
Totally. And think about how this could help people with disabilities. Mm. Like visually impaired users.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It makes AI so much more accessible.
This update also includes deeper integration with developer tools.
Oh, really? I wonder what they're planning.
It's only for Plus and Team subscribers for now, though.
Makes sense. They got to keep those premium features coming.
But some people are saying this is a sign of things to come, you know? AI becoming seamlessly woven into our work.
I can definitely see that happening. It has the potential to make us all so much more productive.
But it does make you wonder, right? Are we becoming too reliant on AI to do our thinking for us?
That's a good question. That's something we need to be careful about.
All right, shifting gears a bit. There's one article here about AI and nuclear security that really caught my eye.
Oh.
Okay. So Anthropic is working with the U.S. Department of Energy.
Seriously, what are they doing?
They're making sure Anthropic's AI model doesn't accidentally leak any nuclear secrets.
That's a pretty high-stakes application of AI.
No kidding. They're using a process called red teaming to find any vulnerabilities in the AI.
So it's like they're simulating attacks to see if they can break it.
Exactly. They're trying to expose any potential weaknesses before someone with bad intentions can exploit them.
I can see why they'd want to be extra careful with something like nuclear secrets.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like accidentally leaking credit card numbers, right? This stuff could have serious global consequences.
No doubt about it. That's a sobering thought.
Okay. Get ready for this one because it's kind of mind-blowing.
Hit me with it.
There's a study where AI-generated poetry was actually rated higher than classic human-written poems.
Wait, seriously? How is that even possible?
I know, right? It was a blind test with over 1,600 participants.
Wow, that's a pretty big sample size.
And the AI poems consistently scored higher on things like rhythm and emotional impact.
So it's not just about the technical aspects of poetry, but also the emotional connection?
Exactly. And get this, some of the poems that people rated as least likely to be human written were actually by famous poets.
You're kidding. That's incredible and a little bit scary, to be honest.
It really makes you wonder, what does it even mean to be creative anymore if AI can do this?
That's a deep question. It really makes you wonder if maybe our idea of good poetry needs, like, a refresh or something.
Yeah, maybe AI is pushing the boundaries of what we consider creative.
It's definitely giving us something to think about.
All right, so let's move on from poetry for now and talk about something a bit more practical, the latest ChatGPT update.
Okay, what did they change this time?
Well, this version finally has direct integration with other apps.
Oh, wow, finally. I know a lot of people have been waiting for that.
Yeah, it's something that users have been asking for a while.
It makes so much sense, though, right? Being able to use ChatGPT right inside your other apps.
Exactly. Imagine using ChatGPT to summarize a long email thread without even leaving your inbox.
Or like generating content for a presentation without having to switch back and forth between ChatGPT and your slides.
Right. It could be a huge time saver and make us all way more productive.
I can see this being a game changer for collaboration too. You know, like a team working on a project could all access ChatGPT's capabilities right within their shared documents or whatever.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea.
It could definitely change how we work together.
Okay, so this next one is about making AI more accessible, which I think is super important.
Yeah, definitely. AI should be for everyone, not just big tech companies.
So IBM released its smallest AI models yet. Interesting. These models are specifically designed for businesses, and they don't need a ton of computing power to run.
That's great for smaller businesses that might not have a huge IT budget.
Exactly. It levels the playing field and gives more companies access to AI.
It's not just about the cost savings either, right?
Mm.
It also makes AI easier to manage for businesses that might not have, like, dedicated AI experts on staff.
You got it. These models are designed to be more user-friendly, so you don't need a PhD in computer science to use them.
So it's like they're making AI more plug-and-play for businesses.
That's a great way to put it.
So what about the big tech companies? Are they doing anything new?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Google just released a standalone Gemini app for iPhones.
A dedicated app just for their AI. That's interesting.
It seems like they're really pushing Gemini as a separate product.
It makes sense. They want people to see it as more than just, like, a feature of Google search.
And this app has a ton of features, voice conversation, image generation, and it's tightly integrated with other Google services.
So you could use it to do things like schedule appointments or send emails with your voice.
I think so, yeah. It sounds pretty powerful.
It's like having a personal AI assistant right on your phone.
Speaking of AI assistants, it seems like there are more and more of them popping up every day.
It's true. It's getting harder to keep track of them all.
Which brings up a question. With all this AI-generated content, how do we know what to trust?
That's a really good point. It's going to be more and more important to be able to tell the difference between something written by a human and something written by AI.
And to be critical of the information we're getting, no matter where it comes from.
We can't just blindly trust everything an AI tells us.
Absolutely. Okay, so there's some interesting industry news, too.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
François Chollet, the guy who created Keras, left Google to start his own company.
Whoa. Really? That's big news.
He's kind of a legend in the AI world, so everyone's wondering what he's going to do next.
Well, Keras is a huge deal in deep learning, so whatever he's working on, it's probably going to be groundbreaking.
Some people think he might be going after artificial general intelligence, AGI.
You mean AI that can basically do anything a human can?
Yep, that's the idea.
That's super ambitious. I mean, AGI is still considered pretty far off by most experts.
It is, but Chollet is one of the smartest people in the field, so if anyone can make progress on it, it might be him.
We'll have to wait and see.
In the meantime, there are a few other developments I wanted to touch on.
Okay, what else do you have?
So Anthropic, the company working on nuclear security, the Department of Energy, is also focused on improving AI prompt accuracy.
Prompt accuracy? What's that?
Basically, it's about making sure that when you give an AI a command, it understands exactly what you mean.
Oh, I see. So it's about making sure the AI doesn't misinterpret your instructions.
Right. Because if you give an AI a vague or confusing prompt, the output is going to be garbage.
It's like giving someone bad directions. They'll end up lost no matter how good of a driver they are.
Exactly. So Anthropic is developing tools to help developers write better prompts.
So it's like improving the communication between humans and AI.
Exactly. It's all about getting the most out of AI by making sure we're speaking its language.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And speaking of communication, Stripe, the payment processing company, just released a new toolkit for developers.
What's this one for?
It allows developers to integrate payments and financial services into AI-powered workflows.
So you could have an AI that automatically handles things like subscriptions and billing.
That's the idea, yeah. It could really streamline business operations.
It's another example of how AI is becoming more and more integrated into our everyday lives.
And it looks like Apple is also stepping up its AI game.
Oh, in what way?
They just released Final Cut Pro 11, their video editing software, with a bunch of new AI-powered features.
Nice. I've heard good things about Final Cut Pro.
The big one is Magnetic Mask, which uses AI to isolate objects in video footage.
So you could easily remove a background or add special effects without having to manually select the object.
Exactly. It could save video editors a ton of time.
It sounds like AI is making video editing a lot easier and more accessible.
It is. It's really amazing to see how AI is being used to augment human creativity.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive. It's incredible.
I know, right? From AI poetry to nuclear security to video editing, AI is everywhere.
It's mind-blowing how fast this field is moving.
And it makes you wonder, where are we going next?
It really makes you wonder what, like, the next 5 or 10 years are going to look like, you know?
No kidding. AI is already changing the world so fast it's hard to keep up.
It's exciting, but also a little intimidating.
Yeah, I get that. But hey, that's what we're here for, right? To explore all these developments and try to make sense of them.
Absolutely. So, where do we go from here? What else did we want to talk about?
Well, you touched on something really important earlier, the ethical implications of AI.
Yeah, that's something we can't ignore.
I mean, we've seen so many examples today of how AI can be used for good, like making information more accessible or helping businesses.
But there's always the potential for misuse, right?
Exactly. And we've already seen instances of AI algorithms perpetuating bias or being used in discriminatory ways.
It's like any powerful tool. It can be used for good or for evil.
And it's up to us to make sure we're using it responsibly.
So how do we do that? I mean, AI is developing so fast, it's hard to keep up with all the ethical considerations.
It's a challenge, for sure. But I think it starts with education, making sure people understand how AI works and what the potential risks are.
Yeah, and having open conversations about these issues, like we're doing now.
Exactly. We need to be talking about the ethical implications of AI, not just the cool new features and applications.
And we need to be thinking about the long-term consequences of the choices we make today.
Absolutely. Another thing that worries a lot of people is the impact of AI on jobs.
Oh, yeah, the whole robots taking our jobs thing.
It's understandable that people are concerned, especially with all the automation we're seeing.
But I think it's important to remember that technology has always disrupted the workforce.
It's true. I mean, think about the Industrial Revolution. It completely changed how we lived and worked.
And while some jobs were lost, many new ones were created.
And I think the same thing will happen with AI.
Yes, some jobs will inevitably be automated, but new opportunities will emerge.
The key is to be adaptable and willing to learn new skills.
It's about finding ways to work with AI, not against it.
Exactly. We need to focus on developing skills that complement AI, like creativity, critical thinking, and problem solving.
Those are things that AI is still not very good at.
And they're going to be in high demand in the future.
It's not just about technical skills either, it's also about things like emotional intelligence and communication.
Those are going to be more important than ever in a world where we're working alongside AI.
It's like we need to become more human, not less, to thrive in the age of AI.
That's a great way to put it. So I think we've covered a lot of ground today, from the amazing possibilities of AI to the potential challenges.
It's been a whirlwind tour of the AI landscape.
But I think the biggest takeaway for me is that AI is here to stay, and it's going to continue to shape our world in profound ways.
And it's up to us to decide what kind of future we want to create with it.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought.
I'm all ears.
With all the advancements we're seeing in AI, it can be easy to get caught up in the hype or to focus on the potential risks.
It's true. It's a lot to process.
But I think the most important thing is to approach AI with a sense of curiosity, responsibility, and a willingness to learn and adapt.
Yeah, we need to stay informed, engage in these conversations, and be open to new possibilities.
And maybe, just maybe, if we do all that, we can create a future where AI benefits all of humanity.
That's a future I think we can all get behind.
And that's our deep dive into the world of AI for today. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking questions.